At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. We may not have seen the worst of the flu season yet. Flu cases typically peak between December and March. But since October 1st, Dallas County has reported 18 flu-related deaths. None so far in Tarrant or surrounding counties. However, cases are rising. Russ Jones is chief epidemiologist for Tarrant County Public Health. He told the Dallas Morning News 12 long-term care facilities in the county have had flu outbreaks. So far, more than 1,100 people across Texas have died of flu or pneumonia this season. Older adults, people with chronic health conditions, pregnant women, young children, and infants are more vulnerable to flu. Health officials say the flu vaccine is the best protection against illness, and it's recommended for people aged 6 months and older. A new report ranks some North Texas suburbs among some of the most prosperous in the country. The Distressed Communities Index compared the economic well-being of more than 26,000 U.S. zip codes. It found Plano's the second most prosperous of the 100 largest cities in the country. Flower Mound, Allen, and Frisco also made the top 10 for small to mid-sized cities. You can check out the full report at keranews.org. Late last year, a woman gave birth to a baby via a transplanted uterus. First time that's happened in the U.S. The boy was born at Baylor University Medical Center in Dallas. As part of our Breakthroughs Project, Lauren Silverman talked with members of the team who performed the transplant. Dr. Lisa Johannesson is an OBGYN and uterus transplant surgeon at Baylor. Dr. Giuliano Testa is the leader of the hospital's uterus transplant clinical trial.
So for a long time, the equation was pretty simple. You needed a uterus to have a baby. I mean, when did that begin to even be questioned as the necessary ingredients for having a baby?
So in 2012, a Swedish group, and I was a part of that at that time, did the first uterus transplants that ended up being successful. So in 2014, the first baby was born after a uterus transplant to a woman that was born without a uterus. But this time, when this baby was born at Baylor, this was the first time that we could actually reproduce this outside of Sweden, which was a major deal.
So why, since you were part of that team in Sweden, how did doctors over there get interested in this idea in the first place?
It was a long kind of research project, and they came from a patient to start with. There was a patient in Australia, I think, that had an early cancer and she lost her uterus. And she asked the doctor that started this trial in Sweden, why can't you just transplant a uterus? Because he had to tell her that, well, you're going to be well, but you can never bear your own children. And I think he at that time thought it was crazy. And then he came back to Sweden, started thinking a little bit more about that and started to try it out in animal science and different animal models. And in the beginning, we tried in mouse, we tried in rats, and then eventually we came to larger animals like pigs and sheep. And then as a last step before the clinical implication, we tried also in baboons, non-human primates.
In baboons?
Yeah, so we transplanted uteri to them. And then when we started seeing that it actually seemed to be working, we got ethical approval to do the first clinical trial.
Just for people to have a little bit of background, you not only need a uterus transplant, you also then have IVF. And why is that?
We just transplant the uterus itself. So in order to be able to get pregnant by yourself, you actually need the bridge between the ovaries and the uterus that brings the eggs and the sperms to the uterus. So, and that's the fallopian tubes. And we don't transplant the tubes. So that's why we need to get them pregnant by IVF.
Dr. Testa, you've done all sorts of transplants. What makes a uterus transplant different?
Special?
Yeah.
From different point of view, this is almost this uterus transplant gets all the experiences you gain by doing transplant with other organs. It was really beautiful to see how we were able to almost to consolidate, to coagulate all the technical aspects and ideas that we have shared in transplantation for so many years. And all of a sudden come up with this transfer, which is very different. It's the results are not immediate. It's an incredibly long way to success. Success is not the transplant itself. It's the birth of the baby.
Dr. Testa, how is this actually done? Walk us through the steps.
So you select donors and recipients.
Okay.
The donors can be living donors. We have done uterus transplant with living donors, altruistic. They go through an evaluation process like anything else, and in surgeries. And when they are deemed to be good candidates, they receive what we call, in our terms, a hysterectomy. The uterus is taken out in a little different way than we would do for any normal hysterectomies. When the surgeon takes out the uterus for not for transplant purposes, doesn't have to really bother too much with the vessels and the idea that this uterus needs to be then reconnected and be vital in a different person. That's where we come to play a role. And then we know how to save the vessels, we know how to reuse the vessels, and then the connection have to be made in the recipients. And the connection are vessel connections. They allow the blood to go to the new uterus and come out of the new uterus, so become vital. And then the connection of the uterus itself with the vault, with the remnant of the vagina, so that practically you restore normality or normalcy.
So the donor in this situation with this baby that was born, the uterus came from a nurse. Tell me about what you can about her.
Splendid, brilliant, wonderful. I don't know how many adjectives I can use. One of the things that struck all of us was when we asked why she was doing it, and she simply said, I've had this chance in my life. She has two kids, and I want any other woman to experience what I did. And that's probably we always underestimated about what we were doing, among all criticisms, is the wish, the desire of any woman that at least we have met to have her own child, to bear her own child, to have a pregnancy like anybody else. It's so natural that it's difficult to, it's easy to forget, but it's difficult to ignore.
And also, but that was surprising to us when we started the trial here, that all of a sudden 100 women almost called in saying, I want to give up my uterus to this unknown woman that I'm probably never going to meet just to give them a chance to be pregnant. And that was kind of amazing.
That was Dr. Lisa Johannesson, an OBGYN and uterus transplant surgeon at Baylor, and Dr. Giuliano Testa, the leader of the hospital's uterus transplant clinical trial. You can hear more of this conversation at kernews.org.